Today on the DML News Podcast, it's all eyes on Joe Biden as he gives the State of the Union. You know, and I know he ain't going to give the real story that we're living, but it's okay. We're going to talk about it today before it even happens. And guess what? It's all
unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. I'm with Dennis, I'm with Ryan, and we have Robin the dog around here somewhere. We're all here, we're one big family, and we're trying to keep back the laughs that we want to have. Just when thinking about Joe Biden tonight giving the State of the Union, it may be like watching a rerun of your favorite Friends episode or The Office. I know my kids love The Office. Just think of the funniest TV show that you ever had in your life where you just laughed all day long. That's what this is going to be like, Denny.
I even said it in my brief thing. I think it's more of a dark comedy because while we are going to be laughing, it's just the fact that this is what the country is at right now. Some crazy senile old man who's going to probably talk about issues that aren't relevant to anything that's really going on and probably stumble through it too, both verbally and physically.
You know, if I were a younger guy like you guys and I didn't pay for it in the morning, I would actually say, let's do a drinking game. Every single time that Joe Biden has to read the teleprompter for a second time, meaning reread because he read it wrong, or every time he has a brain fart and he has to take a pause because he forgets where he is, we take a drink. And then you'd have to take a shot if actually somebody has to save him, because you know that's going to happen. Right now, Dennis, I'm telling you right now, Ryan, I'm telling you right now that the Democrats as a Senate and Congress are trying to figure out what to do if Joe stumbles. What do we yell from the chamber, so to say? What's making you laugh over there?
Because you're right. There's already a trending thing on Twitter about the State of the Union bingo card drinking game.
Oh, really?
You have, if he says, come on, man. If he talks about Putin. If he says democracy is at stake. If he forgets a name. If he sees dead people. Awkward pause. Talks about equity, talks about abortion, talks about the dangers of AR-15. Ukraine is a big one on here. There's like a whole list. So maybe, I don't know. I know it's a Thursday, but maybe Ryan and I might actually.
Well, you may have a lot of drunk Republicans. But anyway, listen, let's get into the serious mode here of all this. We're going to play a video right now from his press secretary, Miss LOQP, whatever. What is it? LGBTQ? I want to give the respect it deserves. LGBTQ plus, I think it is, right? Whatever the plus stands for. But we're going to play a video right now of her saying that, well, I'll let her speak for herself. Play the video, Ryan.
It's going to be important for the American people, as he knows it and understands it, and as you all have been talking about it this morning, to hear directly from him on his vision, how what he has done in the last 3 years. He's done more in the last 3 years, Willie, than most presidents have been able to do in their first, in their two terms. And so that is going to be important for the president tonight.
Oh, Karine Jean-Pierre. I know I've said it in previous podcasts. She is going to be that woman who has a tell-all book that says that this administration forced her to repeat these lies, or she really is that just brain dead. What has he accomplished in the last 3 years other than uncontrolled illegal immigration, high inflation, also shrinkflation? Because, you know, he made a whole thing about Doritos having less Doritos in them. And not to mention just, you know, they want to talk about how Trump's a scandalous president. Look at all the scandals that have been attached to him just with Hunter alone. So I don't know where this is coming, that he's been this man that's had this record list of accomplishments other than maybe actually devaluing the state of this country.
Ryan, turn your microphone on for a second. Let's do a little session here. Ready? And anybody who's watching or listening to us, I swear to you, may the good Lord take me now if I'm lying. We did not prepare or prep for this. Right in our show prep. It just came to me. Let's go over the things that we can remember for the last 3.5 years that Joe Biden has done that you would say is horrifying. So I'll go with a couple. Ready? Let's start from the beginning. inflation has been absolutely insane. I have not seen anything like it in my lifetime. You next.
His lack of visiting East Palestine, Ohio.
The pullout of Afghanistan.
You remember that? People falling from airplanes? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what he accomplished. That was good. That was a good accomplishment, right? Open borders, more illegal immigration than we've ever remembered in our lifetime.
The first president to fail at conquering the steps going up to Air Force One.
His lack of help for the Maui, was it? Maui fires?
Maui fires. Remember that?
Maui fires.
Right. He didn't do the Maui fires. That's nope. Right. Okay. Pressure on me. Okay. He has continued to force the American people to use their taxes to pay for the Ukraine-Russia conflict.
He's likely also using taxpayer-funded money to fly 300,000 migrants secretly into the U.S.
He traded a warlord Russian for, what's her name? What's that NBA star name?
Brittany
Griner.
Griner, yeah.
Yeah, he traded that arms dealer for Brittany
Griner. Right, so he gave away a massive criminal in exchange for a
WNBA player.
WNBA, and I think she is African-American.
Yeah,
and
lesbian, I think, right?
Yeah. We basically gave Iran $6 billion to release 5 hostages who were Iranian first and Americans second.
He dismantled the Keystone Pipeline and as a result also killed American jobs because of it.
I was going to say the Keystone. Anyone want to throw me a bone here? He's done a lot.
There's got to be more.
Maybe him falling at a lot of events, like West Point he fell on stage. A lot of falling. That's not really presidential.
Oh, no. It's just... I mean,
we could do a whole list
you could put in the amount of times. Wait, how about the mandates he put in for the COVID-19 shots?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Right? That's a good one. Let's not forget about that.
I'd say his shady dealings with China, although he did have that one slip where he did call Xi Jinping a dictator, but for the most part, pretty quiet on that front, likely because of his deals there.
I could throw you a bone here, Ryan, because I know you're probably struggling. If we take the extrapolation of what Dennis just said, he allowed a Chinese spy balloon to fly over our country without pause, shooting it down, or interrupting it whatsoever. Do you remember anything else, Ryan?
I'm struggling.
You're struggling? Oh, I could go on for days. I go on for days. But tonight, he is going to have a guest in the audience. Who's the guest, Dennis? It's an 18-year-old, right?
Yeah, let me... It's the 18-year-old sister of the Robb Elementary school shooting victim. So this is actually out of a news report here. The 18-year-old sister of a Robb Elementary school shooting victim will be among President Joe Biden's guests for the State of the Union. Jasmine Cazares has been shining a light on the nation's gun violence problem after her 9-year-old sister, Jackie, was among the 21 victims who lost their lives when a shooter opened fire on 2 classrooms on May 24th in 2022 in Uvalde, Texas. So he's being selective, I guess, on who he's going to choose. I mean, maybe invite some of the victims of the Tennessee school shooting where it turned out to be a trans radical that, oh yeah, we still don't have the manifesto publicly released since then.
Right, so Joe Biden is going to put in, and look, any school shooting is a horror school shooting. Horrible, yeah. Right? But clearly, he is going to focus in on the Robb Elementary because, if nothing else, like you said, it doesn't highlight some of the other school shootings that always point back to somebody who is from the LGBTQ+ community who is, clearly not playing with their own faculties anymore. They're playing with the devil's faculties. And then in addition to that, let's not forget that the Robb Elementary School was by and large mostly Latino. So he's also servicing a specific demographic there, right? Now, what he hasn't done in terms of inviting somebody is Lake and Riley. Where's Lake and Riley? He hasn't even called Lake and Riley's parents yet. He called George Floyd's family, right? Mm, right. Yeah. Lake and Riley. I don't even hear him. Has he mentioned her by name yet? Has he said anything? Right.
No,
he's got to blow that. He's got to pretend like it didn't exist because that would highlight his issues. So, of course, he's just going to bring up the Robb Elementary, and he's not going to bring it up about the push for school safety, about having perimeters put up, about having maybe armed guards on premises, about maybe having teachers to be armed. No, instead, what he's going to do is he's going to use it as an argument to where AR-15s should be absolutely banned. And, you know, another little side thing here that I can't believe the three of us forgot. Let's not forget that Joe Biden looked to wipe out the debt of all college students, right? Mm. And now, after the Supreme Court has told him no, he then goes and creates the SAVE program. Let's not also forget that he named a justice to the Supreme Court, not based on their history as a judge, not based on their history as being a fair and balanced judicial person, but instead based on the fact that he said we need to find a black female. So that's how he checks the box, based on their demographics and their
I could add again their to the gender. List. He was the first one to host that, I don't know how else to put it, the gay party, where you had all those people on the White House lawn, you know, doing the rainbows, the also naked people who apparently are expelled from ever returning. So, you know, he was the first president to do that, turn the White House into the Rainbow House.
He's the first president to actually skip the 9/11 ceremonies, instead went to Vietnam. I mean, he has accomplished so much when it comes to destroying the United States of America. I mean, how can you not just think this guy's the cat's meow? With that said, let's go back to maybe one of the most horrifying things that he has created for every single last person in this country, whether they're legal or illegal, to be quite honest, whether they are gay, straight, fat, skinny, girl, male. I mean, even these days, the blurred line between the two, let's just say freak of nature. No matter who you are, no matter how you vote, you have been negatively impacted by Bidenomics, by the massive inflation, and by the fact that you just can't even go into the grocery store anymore and feel as if you can buy food for you and your family. So we have a woman here. I'm going to paint the picture of what this woman looks like for those who are just listening to the program. Imagine a 20-something, probably late 20s, grotesquely overweight, looks like an absolute train wreck, tattoos up and down her arms. This is a female, remember? Tattoos up and down her arms. Looks like somebody that you would see at a Biden rally. Or even better yet, looks like somebody that you would see at one of these crazy pro-Palestine marches where you're just like, wow, why do they always look like that? You know, like, why don't they ever look normal? This woman is on a TikTok and she is crying out loud about how the economy and how inflation is absolutely making life impossible for her and her husband. Here is the video.
We cannot keep doing this. My husband and I got a notice yesterday that our mortgage payment is going up almost $200 between taxes and insurance. On top of that, my car insurance has gone up. My health insurance has gone up with less coverage. My health insurance now barely covers anything, but the premiums are higher. And daycare costs, insane. Daycare cost, I know colleges that are cheaper than daycare. My college degree costs the same as what I would pay for my daughter to go to daycare for 1 year. And I don't send her to a fancy daycare. That's insane to me. And then on top of everything, I used to be able to go grocery shopping, I kid you not, $100 every other week. I would make it stretch and we would go grocery shopping and I would spend maybe $200-$400 a month on groceries. I probably cannot get out of the store for less than $120 a week now. And that is with me being frugal. I do not know what to do anymore because it's getting to the point where if things keep going up, I genuinely am not going to have money to pay the bills that I have, let alone to pay for food, to pay for clothing, to pay for necessities to get by, like just toiletries. This is just for household bills. I'm almost at the point where I don't know how people make it on one income alone because my husband and I are both working and we are getting by. I don't know how people are doing it now.
you know, Dennis, I think that you and Ryan have expressed that you both can actually relate with this girl over the course of time. I mean, obviously, this is not somebody you'd hang out with, date, or marry, for that matter. I would put all my money just on the basis of the way that she presents herself, that she is a Democrat. But you could relate, can't you? I mean, she's saying that she's spending $150 a week at the grocery store, and she ain't really getting a whole lot for her family.
Well, you know, some of the things that Ryan and I do so that you as our audience don't have to do it, we tuned in very briefly last night, and my God, was it a waste of time, to Gail King and Charles Barkley's new show on CNN that they're doing. And
we played a clip
yesterday. Yeah. And, you know, Barkley has almost quite literally no input into the entire thing. But one of the people they had on there was Van Jones. And talk about a man who just has no valuable input onto anything, totally out of touch. But there was another guy on there. He was younger, still clearly a liberal, but more so kind of showing them that, hey, what people are trying to vote for here is having more money in their pocket and just the ridiculousness of these prices getting so out of control that you shouldn't be buying groceries Monday and then, you know, be out by Wednesday and realized, oh my gosh, I just paid, you know, almost $300 for groceries that only last me 2 days. Now do I have to go back again and drop that kind of money again? And what's I'm starting to see happen is people start giving and it's a way to maybe offset it, but I've seen guidelines of how to make your food last longer, to do like certain like meal portioning. And it's like, you know, that's a good solution to solve the smaller problem, but the bigger problem is, how do we get back to, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago where inflation was not as insanely rampant? Because a lot of this has gone up and skyrocketed in just the last 2 years alone. So, you know, for me or for Ryan, when we are going to the store, I mean, we were just at Publix briefly, and I am huge on the buy one, get ones. But even then, you know, the deals are it's just getting crazy when you see them go up by another dollar and then up by another $2. And it starts to add up when you get your whole, you know, shopping cart filled and you realize, okay, $300 worth of food is going to last me maybe 2 to 3 days. And I mean authentic food, not you know, chips and that stuff. But if you wanted to make like a nice actual meal, you know, when it's condiments, sauce, you know, the actual protein, like, and then the vegetables to go with it. If you want a good balanced meal, I can't believe how just unaffordable it's become.
It's a very interesting point of view that you have there, because we can probably do a whole show, and I'd love to bring in a dietitian or a health expert to go over this. But there's an argument that says that Bidenomics is not only hurting people in the wallet when it comes to buying their food, it is probably forcing them to eat unhealthy. Because truth of the matter is that if you do buy organic is usually more expensive, right? Even if you get a buy one, get one free. So what winds up happening is that people sit there and say, my God, this is so expensive to do it. Let's take the family to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal or a dollar meal. And so they start eating junk food because junk food costs less than, you know, organic and very healthy food does, even though that has gone up,
is the crazy, because yeah. He and I just talked about it, like fast food, to your point, like, right, the entire premise of McDonald's originally was to establish something where you're on the road, you're traveling, you could stop in, grab a quick bite because you're probably using the bathroom first. Like, that was the overall point.
Right. Well, just to extrapolate, because people are going to try to correct you on this. There's a book out on this. The McDonald's model, and you kind of touched it, was create a place where moms could take their kids to have a clean bathroom as they're traveling.
Yes.
Then there became the food was the secondary.
Right. So my overall, you even just said it, my overall point was, you're right, take them to a bathroom that, you know, is clean, whatever, because you're on the travel, and then there's a secondary food. It's supposed to be like that little treat that you have if you're traveling. Now, over time, since the decades since that founding, fast food has become the primary for a lot of lower income, poor Americans, and honestly, obese Americans, as like, oh, what are we having tonight? We're going to McDonald's and having, you know, three of those Big Macs and then the fries and then maybe the little nuggets. That was not the point of it. It was not supposed to be your primary meal. It was supposed to be the maybe once or twice a month where you're stopping by. And back then, Even their food wasn't loaded up with the garbage that they have put into those burgers in the last 10, 15 years alone. So the fact that that has become the primary, but now it's the primary and it's at a cost level that's not even affordable anymore. It's just going to show that the entire slate of the food industry is just going up, up, up.
I'll extrapolate on that because now, you know, the other thing about that food is that food is addictive. It's made to be addicting. So when you sit there and, you know, I defy you, try to grab one French fry and just eat one French fry and not grab the second. You can't, because what happens is you feed your body that greasy, salty food and the body says, oh my God, I love this. You're giving me something. It's like letting a kid go out on the playground instead of taking a math test. They're like, oh, thank God, I get a break from this. Well, you know, and they just want to stay out there and play. Your body wants more of that. It's like, please give me more of this crap. So what happens is now people are so addicted to it and they're going to go come hell or high water. You could actually make, and I'd love to get the statistics on this. I'm sure nobody's doing that. I'd love to see if we took a study from the time that Biden got into office to the time that we are right now, what percentage increase there has been in obesity. Because you can make one argument that says, oh, wow, what an evil way to make people eat less food. Come up with Bidenomics, increase the price of everything, and they're going to buy less, therefore eat less.
Right.
But as you just pointed out, that's not how it works. People start to say, what's the alternative? Oh, okay, I can wind up buying a pizza pie for my family for $20 versus if I went into the supermarket today and tried to buy a dinner for everybody where they're still going to say at the end, hey, I'm stuffed, it's going to cost $30, $40. So you start going into this negative place, right? So with that in mind, you know, Joe Biden is going to try to structure things tonight where everything looks like what Jean Pierre said is happening. He's going to try to make it that he created so many jobs and that this border issue is the responsibility of Donald J. Trump, first and foremost, and secondly, the responsibility and the problem of the Republicans, because the Republicans didn't help him get the Immigration Act that they were looking to pass, which had an abundance of money for Ukraine. All right. So clearly we are not dealing with a guy who's going to tell people the truth. One thing he's not going to tell them tonight, Dennis, and this was on Politico, 4,000 ruthless gang members in Haiti just escaped from prison. Where do you think that they're going? You think he's going to talk about that?
Everyone's saying it too. Yeah. Like we know where they're going to end up.
We know where they're ending up. They're coming to us. You think he's going to talk about that tonight? You think he's going to talk about the national security risk behind that? You think he's going to tell people, look, no. I just want to let you know, close and lock your doors. We got 4,000 criminals from Haiti coming. And you know what? You ask any cop and ask them, what is the most dangerous demographic in terms of people that you get on a daily basis? They're going to tell you it's the Haitians.
Totally.
They're going to tell you it's the Haitians.
I remember we did the, when we had done filming, I think it was for the third or the fourth one,
they come to America. Okay.
Where we were filming those islanders from Turks and Caicos. And they said when the Haitians come over, you know, they're not hardworking. They're usually criminal mindset and they just make life harder for those on the islands actually trying to make a living.
That's right.
Which, again, is a good point of just saying it's not a white, black, or Latino issue. I mean, you interviewed. You know, black residents of an island that are suffering from blacks from a different island coming over and taking their jobs.
Right. It's not a race issue.
No.
And in that film, it was They Come to America 4. And in They Come to America 4, when we do go to Turks and Caicos to interview the people there, because I had read up on Turks and Caicos that it used to be paradise. And now it's a place where the State Department actually tells you, be careful if you go. How did that change? Well, you go down there and you figure out what happened. It isn't the Turk Islanders who just decided all, you know, out of nowhere, hey, we're going to start killing our number one industry, which is tourism. No, what happened was the Haitians take their boats, escape from Haiti, come over there. And as they said to us in the film, we have more Haitians now here than we do Turk Islanders. They got more illegal aliens in their island than they do their own homeland people.
Yeah.
And what happens? It goes upside down, and now you've got a real crime issue. So with that said, you won't hear about that. But the other thing that will be very interesting to me, Dennis, you've already seen it now. On social media, they're trying to paint Joe Biden as being very cognizant, very sharp, the most slick speaker. He's got everything going down. This whole idea that he is not, he does not have his wits and he's senile, even though his own Justice Department said that he can't be held accountable in a court because he would fail to remember things. Mm-hmm. You're having every Democrat come out of the woodwork to say this is not true, that they're dealing with him firsthand and he is sharp as hell. Then to take it an extra step, Joe Scarborough from MSNBC, who actually was a member of Congress for the Republican Party,
I know,
is on his network during his show telling the people of the United States, if you think that Joe Biden is senile, if you think what you're seeing in this man between his shuffle and he can't remember where he is or who he is or what's going on at any given time, if you think that that's a sign of senility or that's a sign of old age or lack of sharpness, he literally said, F you. On live air, he told people, go F yourself is basically what it is. Because he says that Joe Biden, this is the best Joe Biden there's ever been. Ryan, play the video.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what? I don't really care. Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
So, Denny, it comes down to this. Does Mr. Scarborough and all the lying Democrats get their wish tonight? Do they med Joe Biden in such a way? Are there meds that you could med him up with, that you could drug him up with, that makes him be able to go through an hour, hour and a half speech without a burp? I don't think it happens. This will be, in my estimation, here's my prediction for tonight. Not only will he have, and I hope I don't take your to steal your thunder, but not only will he have an incredible amount of mishaps, but it will be the shortest State of the Union in American history.
I was going to say it's definitely going to be short, but ready. Here's probably the preview for tonight. He will not touch illegal immigration, or if he does, it's going to be in the favor of let's help the migrants. But I don't even think he'll go.
It's
going to
be a Republican problem.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Here's my list. He's going to talk about abortion. He's going to talk about gun violence. He's going to talk about saving Ukraine, preserving NATO. Trump is a dictator. GOP is at fault for everything. And ceasefire for Israel, Hamas. Oh, and I created, quote marks if you're not watching, a lot of jobs, which we know are jobs that were lost during COVID that are now just getting re-implemented.
Right. Johnny, the guy who was working as a mechanic, lost his job. Because either he didn't have a shot or because they got shut down. And then he went home and then Johnny got his job back when the business went back up or when the mandates dropped. That's when Johnny, but that's a job. We talked about that yesterday. It's just a joke.
Do we know who I know the Republicans usually do like a response State of the Union. Do we know who?
Oh, there's definitely going to be a response. I don't know who it's going to be. Yeah. Be curious to see who it was.
Yeah, because I think last time it was like Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I hope, you know, I don't know whether or not they'll ask for Trump's input on that. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't take somebody like Byron Donalds, or whatever the hell his name is down here from Florida.
Let me look it up real quick.
Byron, yeah, look up who it is. While Dennis is looking up who it is, let me just close out the show here by telling you a couple things that are very, very important in terms of our programming going forward. The Wine and Talk, which has usually been airing on Friday mornings, is now going to be tomorrow, going to be on Friday, is going to be Friday night, 7 p.m. You can watch that video exclusively if you are a Team DML member. In fact, that show is getting so popular, I'm like, wow. I mean, this thing, it's really, really popular. So the Wine and Talk, if you want to check it out, the best thing you could do if you're not a member is become a member of Team DML. If you want to become a member of Team DML and you don't know how to do it, very easily. Download the DML News app. If you already have the app or whatever, go to tab 5, the interact tab. At the very top is a link that says Team DML Memberships. Click it. If you don't have an app and you use a desktop or use something else of that nature, another device, go to teamdml.com and you could do it from there. Number two is Ryan's Cafe. Ryan comes back with either Denny or myself this weekend. That will be airing on Sunday. Again, another thing exclusive for Team DML members. And tonight, Ryan and Dennis are a guarantee. They will be with Team DML members on the live chat during the State of the Union to go over things. I should be popping in and out based on my schedule, but I'll also be doing a Facebook Live. So we've got a bunch of different things going on. You want to become a Team DML member, please, we need you to do that in order for us to be able to stay afloat. And if at the very minimum, if you're listening to this and you don't have the DML News app, please get it. It's time to get it. And that is it. Until tomorrow, God willing, may he bless you and your family. May he bless the United States of America. And as always, Denny wants to give a blessing to somebody on Team DML.
I want to give today's blessing to Kim Donnelly.
All right.
Great Team DML member. And just to answer the question, it's Katie Britt from Alabama, U.S. Senator.
Okay. So, I don't know her, but yeah, hopefully she's articulate.
Yeah.
So. Not an easy thing to do, to give the State of the Union, the rebuttal, if you will. Very hard thing to do. You don't have anybody clapping for you. You don't have anybody giving a response. You're just looking in and giving a speech. So hopefully she's got some personality, because it's not an easy thing to do.
Although against Joe Biden, I mean, the bar is low, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could have Robin the dog go on there, and it'll be better.
Still make a bigger difference.
Yeah. All right. Until tomorrow, you stay well.
Have a great day, everybody.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.